Welcome to Fun with Scotch and Other Fine Spirits. This is Marlis,
Judy,
and John.
And this is our 50th episode. We're very excited. So for the 50th episode, we're going to do something a little different. Instead of trying to find whiskeys that we haven't had before, we're doing three favorites. And sort of our theme is, if you wanted to introduce someone to one of your favorite types of whiskey, of single malt scotch specifically, which ones would you choose? So we have three very tasty scotches here. We have Glenmorangie, the original. We have Edradour, which you all know is a favorite. And we have Kilcommon, which is an Islay. Edradour and Glenmorangie are both Highlands. So to kick off, Judy's going to talk about Glenmorangie.
Yes, Glenmorangie, the original. The OG, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
It, as Marla said, it's a highland, and it is produced by the Glenmorangie Distillery, according to one of the reviewers. Let's see. Oh, I guess Glenmorangie Distillery is known for it for the tallest stills in Scotland.
That's interesting.
And this reviewer says, where only the lightest and purest spirit vapors reach the top. And that gives Glenmorangie its signatory floral and fruity character. So the nose, we should be able to detect full of mellow, fruity fragrance.
Yeah, I'd go with citrusy, but... Yeah.
Watery lemonade is the main feeling, it says. This reviewer is really into lemonade in this review. Citrus notes and floral notes. But Marlis pointed out to me in Scotland, lemonade to them tends to be like lemon-lime soda. So possibly he's really comparing it, if you're an American, to Sprite. Anyway.
Or 7-Up.
Yes. Maybe even 7-Up, yes. But we'll probably not think that when we're...
It is a delicate aroma.
It's a delicate aroma. Mm-hmm. So,
citrusy. Maybe some vanilla in there.
I mostly just hit...
And it's a pretty straw gold color.
Mm-hmm. It is very pretty. And, before I forget, the price point on this one, before taxes, is $32.99 for a 750 ml bottle. Mm-hmm. So that's
so for a good single malt.
For a good single malt, that's an mm-hmm. excellent price.
Yeah, it's not overpowering in heat or alcohol aroma or anything like that. So again, if you're trying to introduce someone to a single malt, this is a but it is very flavorful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the taste, you'll have floral notes in the taste, caramel sweetness, and some stingy, lemony feel. What is this guy with his lemons?
How is a lemon stingy?
I don't know. Maybe it's a Scottish thing. Maybe he's or British or
maybe
something.
Maybe there's not much lemony.
That could be. It's slight.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Oh, okay. That makes more
stingy.
Sense.
Stingy. I'll have to remember to use that next time. I mean mm-hmm. slight. I'll just write stingy.
Mm-hmm. I have a stingy mm-hmm. headache.
And then I'll just like... I have a stingy headache.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll write that in an email to somebody at work and hurt their feelings or something.
See, I find this a little more creamy than his, kind of watery or lemonade-y texture. It's not oily or, one of the really thick Mm-mm. scotches, but it's...
I don't understand.
Yeah, I think creamy, mm-hmm. slightly creamy that's a good way to describe
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
It's sweet. It's got really nice notes, too.
And I do agree. He and this reviewer also says that the finish is spicy, and I agree mm-hmm, with that. Mm-hmm. It does have a spicy finish. He says spices with mint in the mix.
Yeah, don't know that I would go with
light
mint,
yet a bit mm-hmm. sharp and fruity aftertaste.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like there's a little bit of a bite afterwards, but not overpowering at all. So, again, if you want to introduce someone to a tasty single malt that is very accessible, even to someone who isn't a whiskey aficionado. This is a really nice one.
Yeah, it's a little rough. I mean, it starts out really good, but I think the finish is a little rougher than.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a little surprising.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The things you forget in between the times you've had it.
Right.
It was really hard to choose what to bring because there are so many. It's like, oh, I like that one. I like that one. I like that. You know. Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm. But yeah, I still like this one. I'm just not. If it's a first timer, you need to make sure they're aware it might be a little rougher in the end than when it starts. So there you go. That's Glenmorangie.
Yay!
Ta-da!
And next we have Edredor. John.
Edredor. It's Highland single malt. 10 years. So, off the back of the bottle it says, using skills handed down over the generations, the men of Edredor Distillery follow the standards of those who have gone before. Only three in number, as there have always been, they continue to produce the finest single malt whiskey available. A truly handcrafted malt. I can't read it. There's a picture of three men in the middle of the print. So anyway,
it's good.
Yeah, the expression is dark auburn in color and has a wonderful aroma of rich dried fruits, sugared almonds, orange marmalade, and plain chocolate. Testament to the finest Oloroso sherry casks used in its 10 years maturation. So. Anyway,
and actually, no wonder we like this so much because we all three of us seem to like the sherry cask
finish
whiskeys.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
And the price point on this one is $72.99 plus tax.
It's 43% alcohol by volume.
I don't think mine said. Does it say?
So this one is a beautiful brown auburn color. It is the darkest of the three today. And the aroma is amazing. You know, I noticed that the Glenmorangie didn't have a lot of alcohol in the aroma, but this has even less to me. It's dark fruit. It's cherries and raisins. And
it's like the other end of the fruit spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the color even reminds you of something like that,
too.
Mm-hmm.
Dark fruit. Yeah.
It's like a really great black tea.
Yeah. Oh. Smells so good.
And Edredor, remember, if you've listened to us, if you're our one, you know, listener, Edredor is a pretty small distillery. They have a small crew. They don't produce as much as most of the larger. I'm sure Glenmorangie produces way more than the Edredor Distillery. In fact, I want to say that what Edredor does in a year is what a larger distillery does in a week, I think was what we read before. And I have not, as I said, I fell asleep, so I didn't do any digging this time, but it's possible that maybe they've grown a little bit. I need to look into that. They should, because it's such a good whiskey. I love it. It is definitely one of my favorites.
And still available.
And still available, unlike other things that we like.
Yeah, I don't think it's as well known, but it is. Believe me, if you want to introduce someone to a whiskey, and they like dark coffee, black coffee, dark fruit, this is really accessible. It's not going to beat them up. It's not going to scare them off. There is enough sherry and sweetness and fruit in there. There's a little bit of spice, some like cinnamon and maybe some clove or something, but it is just really rich tasting. Is that
I would say this would be a great, like, if you were going to your boss's house for dinner. Do people do that anymore? They did it on Dick Van Dyke all the time.
I know.
But and you know that they like scotch and aren't into the real smoky stuff. This would be a great one just to take as a gift for, you know, for your host. or hostess, because it is a very...
Oh, so tasty.
Yeah, I love that, the aroma of the black cherries. I've been to black cherries right now, even though I don't even like black cherry fizzy water right now. Goodness. So I'm just like into that. So this is especially tasty. I have noticed with Edredor, though, you have to be, and I don't know what it is. Sometimes when I eat certain things before drinking it, it changes the taste like anything.
Sure.
But I haven't figured out exactly what it is that, and it changes it to something that I don't like as much.
Okay.
So that you'll have to experiment on yourself, because I'm sure it changes with the person.
Yeah. Well, and with the food.
Well, that's what you said. It's basically what I said, but differently. Yes.
But I think that it's also important to note that, one, everyone likes different tastes and different, and everyone is genetically different in their taste buds and everything. So no two people are going to experience the same glass of whiskey exactly the same way. But this is so good. If you like, you know, the kind of fruitcake or raisin cookies or that kind of combination of sweet and fruit and but dark and nut, you know, this is really wonderful. Okay, I need one more sip.
Then yeah.
All right. Now, for our third selection, which is mine, I did the Hillcommon, which is an Islay. I still like a bit of peat and smoke in my whiskey. And what's interesting to me is this is a new distillery. It began production in 2005. It is still owned and founded by an independent family headed by Anthony Wills. It's the smallest distillery on Islay, which is full of distilleries. But it's in the process of expanding. They began production in 2005, and it was the first to be built on Islay since 1908. They use barley grown on site at Brockside Farm and malted at the distillery, as well as malt from the Port Ellen malting. So they release separate bottlings depending on the source of the grain. It's one of six distilleries that are still working with traditional floor maltings, where after something is roasted, they put them out on the floor, and then they have to turn them so they dry and everything and are beautiful, wonderful malts. But they're unique, and they want to complete all the parts of the whiskey-making process, the growing the barley, the malting, the distilling, the maturing, and bottling on Islay, this little island off the west coast. So... this is the Machir Bay, and Machir Bay, see, now I didn't look up the pronunciation of the bay. That was a mistake, but it's 46% ABV, so it's probably one of the stronger ones. And before I even smell it or taste it, I'm going to say I chose this because Islay was one of the first scotches that I found really interesting. And it's not the only one by any means, and I do like almost all of the other scotches as well. But if you have someone who is interested in the dark, kind of more adventurous tastes, who likes food with some of the bitter in it, this might be something that they would be interested in. It's the Machir Bay is an excellent... they use both ex-bourbon barrels and Oloroso sherry butts. About 90-10, I think, is the percentage. Yes. So there is some sherry finish to it, but it's not the dominant taste. The nose should be citrus, crumbly vanilla cookies, and a layer of elegant peat. Ah, lots of peat.
It smells like a forest fire.
It does.
It doesn't smell like any of those things to me.
Oh, I get a little citrus there, along with forest fire. It's a lovely pale gold color. It's probably the lightest in color. It's natural color and non-chill filtered.
And the price point on this one is $77.99 plus applicable taxes.
The palate, there should be a generous burst of fruit, tropical fruit, dried raisins, and then lots of smoke.
Tastes like a forest fire.
Yeah.
I disagree. Yeah.
It's very smoky. I'm not into smoky anymore. I used to be, but I'm not anymore. I like the more delicate flavors now.
There's definitely sweetness. Definitely some other things going on in there besides the smoke. Yeah, the smoke is the first thing that grabs your attention.
Yeah, but it's a lighter.
This isn't like Laphroaig smoke or some of the Lagavulin smoke. It is a lighter. I'm just being contrary.
Yes,
which is my normal state. I know, but it is incredibly smoky. So if you know people who don't like that sort of flavor, smokers probably like it.
Well, I was just wondering if this would be good if you have someone who likes cigars and that sort of thing.
Yeah, it probably pairs very well with a cigar. I would imagine. I have not researched that either, but.
I find that like after a heavy meal like of something like beef and potatoes and that kind of thing, if you want a little dessert, a nice peaty scotch actually comes off fairly sweet that way.
Right. Again, what you eat with something is definitely going to affect the flavor. Enhance the flavor in some cases. Like I said, with Edredor, some things do not enhance it. Dehances. Definitely like really smoky barbecue would be good with that.
After a couple of sips, I don't taste the smoke as much, and I'm getting more of the sweetness in the fruit.
The reason I chose this is that even though I like very smoky scotch, this to me is a good introduction to peat, in that there is sweetness, there is some fruit, especially dark fruit, and pepper. That's the other thing, because it's a spicy ending, so you got
it does have peppery. It does have a spicy finish, definitely.
If you've been lost in the bogs all day and stumble into a lovely pub with a smoky peat fire at night, this is... Evidently, I aspire to being lost in the bogs stumbling into it.
You definitely need to go and get lost in the bogs.
Well, that could be fun.
As long as you find your way out. I don't want you to get lost.
Well, I appreciate that.
I don't want you to become bog woman or anything.
No. And then I couldn't drink any more Kilcoman if it did.
That's true. Become Kilcoman at one point.
We can just walk near the bog and then go to the bar.
Probably a better plan.
That might be something to aspire to. You could put in your will that after you pass, you want to be put into a PD bog, and then one day you might become.
Oh wow!
You might become Isla or something.
I could be used to roast malt.
Yeah,
barley.
That's right.
I don't know.
I don't know that would be allowed anyway. But
no, probably not.
But it was a thought.
So rude. Anyway, it's also interesting that this is a family-owned distillery, which is extremely rare these days, and that they're new, and they're trying to do the whole process, and basing it all on that one island. So,
it strikes me, too, with Kilcoman and possibly other islas. I don't recall what their color was, but I guess with the smoky, peaty flavor, you expect it to be dark because picture like some dark smoke and peat is, from what dark. I've seen of it, is dark. Mm-hmm. So you just, and I know they don't actually put it in there, you're just really surprised by how delicate the
looking
color
is.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
After you have a few sips and get used to that smoke. Are we having something smoky for dinner?
I don't know. Anyway. So give some consideration to your friends that you might want to introduce to various things. And especially if you would want to have like a scotch tasting and have three really different scotches all very tasty. These would be excellent choices, I think. They're all unique. They're all very different flavor profiles.
Very different.
They're all really nummy.
Yeah.
That's the important
thing.
Well, and
what's fun about going out and, when we do this for every episode is we don't go all separately, because John and I, of course, will go to the liquor store together, but we go and we choose something that strikes our fancy. In this case, it was something we tried before. It's getting harder to, even though there's so many different whiskeys available, it's getting harder to choose them, especially right now. We went to Total Wine, and when you were there, were the shelves practically empty? And
no.
Must have been a good day. You were there right before us.
I know.
But there were a lot of shelves that had nothing on them. I think they were redoing stuff, but it was like,
wow, is it really that
bad? Yeah, some of the shelves had like one bottle on the front of front of the shelf all the way across it, but there was nothing behind them.
Mm-hmm.
So. And some shelves are just completely empty.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing on them at all.
Yeah.
So maybe after you left, they started doing their rearranging or something.
Yeah.
But I was like, snap. In fact, I didn't actually see the Kilcoman anywhere because I wasn't really sure.
Yeah, there was quite
I didn't
a bit
remember
of it.
What
there
kind
was quite
of.
A bit of it.
I should have known it was Isla because you were choosing it.
Yeah.
But I was looking and I did not actually see it.
Mm-hmm.
But the Isla Inn. I don't know. Anyway, it just was surprising.
One thing that annoys me in terms of at least some liquor stores is they put the Isla and the Island
together
and they are not the same. Isla has a particular profile.
And Island has a particular.
Yeah, so it that
it just shows that
me.
They don't actually drink it.
Well, that might be.
And it's not because it's in alphabetical order either.
No.
Because at Total Wine, the Islas are actually the very first thing, I guess maybe that is alphabetically correct.
Yeah.
But maybe it is alphabetical. I don't know.
Well, you've got Speyside. No, Highlands should be first.
Yeah, that's right. Highlands should be first. And they put Highlands next to the Speyside, I noticed, when we were there. They were next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they put things in the Highland because it has Highland in the name, but it isn't actually a Highland. Because Highland Park, but it was right
that
there.
That fooled us,
That was right next. So, liquor stores don't always know their product, especially large ones like that. Even though they have little signs that says, this is my favorite, and with the picture of the worker.
Mm-hmm. Well, and when it's a huge store like that and they have both wine, beer, spirits, it's hard to. So now we're going to try it with a little water, which with these three, most of the time we wouldn't do that because we like them just the way they are. But we're being.
Speak for yourself. I put ice on everything.
Oh, well, maybe just one cube.
I rarely don't have.
Really?
Ice. Yeah, rarely
I drink
without ice. I just like ice, I think.
I know. We're very American, what can I say?
Yeah, that's true. We like our beer cold.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
And I like ice with my whiskey. Sorry, aficionados.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Glenmorangie with a little bit of water. A little dabble, do ya?
Seems fine. I would be careful not to put too much ice or too much water in this because the lightest flavor profile of the thing.
Though if you're really new to whiskey drinking, you might and then gradually reduce the amount so that you can get used to the.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
With my favorites, I put in like one ice cube because I just like it a little bit chilled, but not more than that.
That did reduce the spice and the pepper at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really hurt the flavor.
Mm-mm. It's still tasty.
Yeah.
I know. I would expect all these to stand up to a little bit of water.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I think the water brings out the candied fruit flavor aroma.
In the edredor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It really hits you.
Yeah.
You had to work a little more for it before, but now it's like, whoa.
Oh, this would be wonderful at a Christmas feast when you're having the Christmas pudding or the sour cherry pie at the end or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fruitcake.
Yeah. Good fruit.
Good fruit. Not the drugstore fruitcake.
No, not the kind.
Maybe
that.
Grandma's fruitcake.
No, yeah.
Though I don't.
I used to make fruitcake and then soak it in brandy and.
Oh yeah.
So good.
It doesn't sound like you need to have a drink with it if you...
Well, no, yeah. Probably not. And yet, you know,
yeah,
why...
You can.
Why pay... Why pass up an opportunity?
This is
yeah,
true.
I know. This is good. Yeah, no, the underdoor is... Oh, God. It is just lovely. It is...
It's just sad that it's so... this would be my everyday if it wasn't so... my pocketbook cannot withstand buying that enough to have every day.
Mm.
I'm a librarian. We don't get paid that much. Yeah. Especially when you work for the state.
Aroma
is a little different to me with the water.
The Kilcoman?
The Kilcoman. I'm sorry, yes. I moved on to the Kilcoman.
Oh, it is. It is.
It changed
it's
somehow.
It's sweeter. It's more floral.
The smoke doesn't hit you as much.
Uh-huh.
So this, for me... If I came to Marlis's and all she had to give me to drink was Kilcoman, and I'm like, oh, okay, but make sure you put lots of ice in it, is what I will say, because then I'll be fine.
But the ice might not be quite the same. The ice might deaden some things.
Now, that for me would be fine.
All right.
Because it's...
Well, depending on what it deadened.
Well, yeah. As long as it doesn't deaden me. doesn't deaden me.
That's right.
You know what I mean, guys, right?
I know what you mean, yeah.
And really, I think this waking up from my nap.
This is much more citrusy, fruity.
Yeah, you can
aroma.
Really, you can actually smell it now. So that's...
So this is sort of pre-forest fire, we might say.
Mm-hmm.
It's just starting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, it's good, though.
Yeah. Mm. Well, you know, I like it better with a little bit of water in it, so that would be my preference with this one.
I just like this. This is one of the more nuanced Islay's, high peat kind of whiskey.
And that's really saying something because they are so new.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really...
Compared to the other whiskey people.
I know,
very
I'm very excited about them. One, that they're still family owned, that it's someone who has had a vision and wants to carry it through, and in a very historic Scotch production area, it's like, it's kind of cool. Go.
Nice.
You go.
You go, Kilcoman.
Mm-hmm.
Kilcoman.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the label, that's the first thing that comes in my head. Kilcoman.
I know.
What?
Yes.
Kilcoman.
All right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is...
You can have the rest of it. I'm not going to drink it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You can have that one if you want it.
Okay.
Or you can give it to Marlis.
Yeah. So I guess our message this time is if you like single malt scotch and you have friends that are like, I don't know what to get, you know, that kind of thing, then now you have some recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
And ranging from about 37 before taxes to about 77 before taxes. So there's a range. You can find something tasty for just about everyone. But, you know, talk to your folk before you introduce them. Do they like white wine, red wine? Do they like, you know, lattes versus espresso? Do they, you know, what is their range of taste where they're comfortable? And then go from light Glenmorangie to spicy dark fruit Edradour to smoky sweet Kilcoman.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our recommendations, and we hope that you all enjoy all of your scotches and other fine spirits.
Yes, and we forgot to mention our background noise. I just realized.
Oh yeah, we are in the Pacific Northwest. We are not accustomed to heat, and therefore, most of us don't have central air. So my air conditioner is going in the background because it hasn't gone below 95 for several days. Well,
it's
hotter
than the hinges of hell
for us. Yes, we are not accustomed.
Yeah. When you look at the weather map, it looks like we're on fire.
Well, and as the British Isles are these days, they're experiencing...
So many countries.
Oh, yeah, you know, record heat and forest fires and all this kind of stuff. So Yeah, so that's why there's kind of a roar in the back.
We just couldn't bear to... This would have been an extremely short podcast if we turned off the air conditioner.
Here are scotches. Yep. We'll read you their names. Drink them.
They're really good. That would have been our entire podcast.
I know.
Because it would be too hot in here.
Yeah.
To do it otherwise, because we would have been melting. Mm-hmm. I'm so looking forward to the fair tomorrow.
Yeah, but just remember, you know, fall will come, there will be coolness, and there will be good scotch drinking. So
yeah, the scotch will still be here. Well,
yes.
Not this scotch, but we'll get more.
All right.
All right, everybody have a great one.
I know.